Poor Herod in this gospel today is greatly perplexed. He's confused. What's going on? And that last line is a very haunting line. He kept trying to see him. He kept trying to see Christ. That is the story of all of us. Of course, those of us here have found him. We even know where he lives. He lives in the Blessed Sacrament. He lives when we're gathered two or three in his name, and we hope to see his face for all eternity. But we also believe that each person on earth is searching for Christ. Some of them greatly perplexed, others don't even know that they're searching. But all human beings, all people created in the image and likeness of God, are searching for Christ. We're all searching for our meaning in life. Luckily, for our faith, it gives us meaning in life. But we don't necessarily question all the time or ask the right questions all the time, the deepest questions. Our faith goes much deeper than, well, you know, I'm a Bears fan or I'm a Packers fan, and you're a Lutheran and I'm a Catholic and you're an atheist. It answers the question that is who we are, that the fact that I exist itself is a question, the question of my life. Why do I exist? What am I looking for in life? And the answer to that question has very practical implications on how we live our life. If we're a Christian, I'm made in the image and likeness of God, and I'm searching to know, love, and serve God and my fellow brothers and sisters on earth, and to be forever happy with him in the next and see him face to face. Now, you have to go much deeper than that. That's just a little slogan of what it means, but we have the meaning of our life written onto our hearts. For someone who doesn't know Christ, who doesn't know God, who doesn't think they need God, what's the meaning of their life? It's a big difference between being a Christian and being a non-Christian, of searching and of searching and having at least tasted meaning, of knowing where I'm going, what my purpose is in life, what I was made for, who I was made by, why I exist. And do we ourselves ever ask that question? Do we ever kind of look at the mirror and say, you know, why am I here? What's my purpose? In Hamlet, Shakespeare takes up this question, the famous, you know, soliloquy. To be or not to be, that is the question. Is it better to exist or not to exist? With Christ, we know that answer is yes, it's better to not exist. But so many people today are suffering to answer that question. Is it better to exist or to not exist? When things are crumbling down around me, when my philosophy of life was to say, well, what's the meaning of my life? That's my job, to assign meaning to our life. That's a big responsibility. And when we find out it's not going so well, what do we do then? Is it better to be or not to be? For us as Christians, sometimes things are going well, sometimes things aren't going well, but we know, A, that we're made in the image and likeness of God, that we're loved by him, and we have an eternal destiny with him. That can carry us through the difficult times. But for someone who doesn't have that anchor, who's still looking but isn't finding, is it better to be or not to be? And unfortunately, in our society today, look at the increase of suicide rates. In North Dakota alone, suicide has increased almost 20% in the last 15 years. At a time when mental health is better than ever, medical diagnoses of mental health are better than ever, quality of life is better than ever. We are the very being of who we are is an existential question. And if we don't have the answer to it, it can be a very dark and lonely place. And so really look out for people today who are like Herod. Even the most wicked people on earth are searching for Christ. And see if you can be a vehicle for that person through you to see the love of Christ in their lives. And even more fundamentally, the meaning of their life. Not just, I'm going to assign my own meaning to my life, but the fact that I have a meaning written on my heart, and I need to discover that. And so we too can be vehicles for their salvation.